Their gain was once again reliant on Paul, so he said, "For the hope of Israel, I am chained, and also I endure these trials for the sake of the chosen, so they may obtain eternal life." This can be illustrated with worldly examples. "For the wife," he declares, "does not have authority over her own body, nor does the husband. Instead, the wife has power over the husband's body, and the husband over the wife's." Similarly, when we want to unite any two people, we do this. We leave neither of them in their own power. Instead, by extending a chain between them, we make each dependent on the other. Would you like to see this principle applied to rulers and the ruled? "A judge does not judge for his own profit, but for the good of those he governs." Conversely, the governed seek the benefit of the governor through their service and attendance, among other things. Soldiers risk their lives for us, bearing arms on our behalf. Meanwhile, we are burdened for them as their provisions come from us.